On this episode of Audio Gumshoe, we're recalling love in the here and now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
When she knocks on the door, I could sense big trouble. Not just any trouble, but the kind that makes you raise an eyebrow and look for the exit.
Read the shingle, Mac. It says Audio Gumshoe. It's time to uncover some independent music.
And that it is. Hi, everybody. Rich Palmer with Audio Gumshoe. Today's episode is entitled Recalling Love in the Here and Now. And as you go through the show today, hear the many titles and themes in the songs, you'll understand why I came up with that title. We're going to start out with a musician from Norway. He started his musical career way back in the early 70s. He's been both a musician and a record label manager. You're going to find out more about Frode Holm, or as he calls himself now, Frode CPU. Here's his song, Drop of Love. That is Drop of Love by Frode CPU, or Frode Holm, as I told you before. He did start in the early 1970s, and he was the keyboard chair in the seminal Norwegian fusion group Vanessa. This group had a wide following in Scandinavia and elsewhere around the world. In his role as a label executive, he was instrumental in running and creating the label Compendium. This released many recordings in high acclaim across Europe, Japan, and the U.S. And in the 80s, he signed as a solo artist to PolyGram. He used the name Holmes CPU back then. We now know him as Frodo CPU. He's recorded and toured for several years before eventually moving to Santa Barbara in 1988. We now get to hear music from his album Power of Two, and you heard the song Drop of Love. Find him at FrodoCPU.com. Our next artist is Damian Taylor. He has a song that we're going to listen to called Fear of Love, and it's from his album Stand Up and Fight. He's written and performed all the songs on the album. He's appeared live on BBC WM, BBC Leicester, and Rugby FM. He says that his musical taste is wide and varied. He cites influences such as Bob Marley, Nirvana, Michael Jackson, Duran Duran, Black Sabbath, and The Doors, among others. I would have sent you to his official website, but it appears to be out of commission. Instead, visit his Reverb Nation profile at reverbnation.com/Damian Lee Taylor. Here is his song, Fear of Love.
The sun and moon have got me. My soul is this to take. Spend my days on my knees. But I'm trying for goodness sake. What do I get? Don't fade away. Or leave me here to rot. You pay your way. Get to the point and show me what you've got. Years ago and I'm waiting for the sun to rise. It's been a while since I caught a smile in those eyes. Let's go get lunch, smoke cigars, and we can fantasize.
Wanted us to split the night. Shimmering visions, second sight. Bodies together feel so right. All I recall is the sickening cut before the fall.
desert grow so high? Couldn't wait to feel you next to me. Gotta make a call to set you free. All I demand is let it be soft where I land. All I can claim is half the size of my brain. You left me out in the ocean, high and dry. Such a huge commotion.
Letting it wind down, there's a song called I Recall by a group called Ghost Rain. They were formed in the late 80s, and they have been performing since then. They're based in Marietta, Georgia. They continue to make music, and you might compare them to REM or the Goo Goo Dolls. And you want to be sure to look at their Reverb Nation profile to hear more tunes and to get their latest news. Find them at ReverbNation.com/GhostRain1. Our next artist is T.S. Idiot. Yes, it's the solo project of one Terrence Sheehan's. He's a 22-year-old songwriter born in New York City but living in L.A. He's played with Clem Burke, the drummer of iconic 70s, 80s new wave pop punk band Blondie. You ever heard of them? And he's performed in famous L.A. venues such as the Viper Room and the Key Club. Here is T.S. Idiot. You can find him at tsidiot.bandcamp.com. I'm not here.
One night. This is Audio Gumshoe.
Take a deep, deep, deep breath and sing along. Can my dreams, my love, transcend this infinite space? The song we just heard is called Now by Grown Up Avenger Stuff. It's from their album Alive, and the band may appeal to fans of the Dresden Dolls, Hole, or possibly Paramore. I can see that. The band is from Charlotte, North Carolina. they dedicate to saving the world one rock song at a time. Be sure to visit their site to see the latest video for the song now. And if you're near Charlotte, go see them. They offer a full performance calendar, which you can also find at their website, grownupavengerstuff.com. Here's a great singer-songwriter that I recently had the opportunity to converse with online. This is his song, Shut Your Mouth, and it's from Jeff Campbell's latest album, Stop and Go. You can find that at iTunes. You can also purchase the DVD, Stop and Go, Live at Coast, at his website, jeffcampbellmusic.com. This young singer-songwriter was brought up in a musical family with constant exposure to artists and performers from the last six decades. These artists have influenced a songwriting style, a mix of raw rock and winding lyrical melodies, which continues to evolve within him through the years. Jeff's onstage experience has found him sharing the stage with members of Counting Crows, Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead, and opening for Grammy-winning band Train. Here's Jeff Campbell once again with Shut Your Mouth.
It's not unreasonable. We've been on about it now. Going round in circles, it's beginning to wear my mind down. It's not in season no more. We've grown up and gotten out. And going backwards then forward is only gonna move the dirt around. And all this is your new thing, done in an old way. Nothing at all if you got nothing nice to say. And oh, what you'd do if you had your way. But you're finding it harder to do than it is to say. So you can't shut your mouth. It's slowing down, and there's a backlash and something or others always on the mend now. There's a savior coming down. What you doing Saturday night? We'll get a good seat for the end of the world. They tell me if you believe it's gonna be all right. It's the new.
Mommy was a narcissist and Daddy was a drunk. Not that I believe it's only parents who determine how the kids turn out. But there are those who shouldn't breathe. They didn't pay attention and they didn't seem to care. Probably would have left him with a sitter, but the truth is they forgot that he was there. Let me tell you, he remembered. In later years, when the therapist would probe him for the root of all his anger, here's what he would tell. I only wanted to be held. The day that he turned 9, he got a kitten in a box. Snowball was a stand-in for all the petting that he never ever got. Happy birthday, darling, darling. I wanna ride a missile to the moon. 10-second countdown. No one left to stop it now. Red reactor meltdown. Persian everywhere, he smuggled it to school, till they wrote him up for an infraction of the rules, and they took the cat away. The camel's back was broken. The papers wrote in hushed and horror-stricken tones of the boy who sat among the monkey bars and bones with a kitten in his lap, the schoolyard charred and smoking. To get his pet back was his innocent intention. World domination was the natural extension. It all makes sense if you can feel what he felt. The little boy who just wanted to be held. Well, I wanna ride a missile to the moon. 10-second countdown. No one left to stop it now. Red reactor meltdown.
Now that's fun. If the world doesn't love you back, stroke the white cat. That's Jenny Katz. She's the daughter of a Chicago jazz man who writes songs that tell stories with soul. Ernst, if you couldn't tell, tells the backstory of Ernst Stavro Blofeld. That is, of course, James Bond's archenemy and would-be world dictator as head of Spectre. Very appropriate with the recent release of Skyfall. You can find out more about Jenny Katz music at jennykatzmusic.com. Hey, everybody, don't forget many of the artists that you're listening to today come to us as submissions through Music X-Ray. Music X-Ray is a platform where artists can submit their music directly to industry professionals. When you submit to an opportunity, your track goes directly to the decision makers, no middlemen, no pre-screeners, just a direct link between artist and industry professional. You can submit your song for label consideration, song placement, or to get feedback and advice to help improve your music. And also on Audio Gumshoe, if you go to audiogumshoe.com and look at the link for musicians, you'll find that I have the featured Dropbox's RSS feed already displayed right there on the site. So if you're looking for places to submit your music, and you want a quick compendium, as it were. I've used that word already today on Audio Gumshoe. You can find that right there under the For Musicians link at audiogumshoe.com. If you want to find out more about Music X-Ray, go to audiogumshoe.com/musicxray. It is just that simple.
You are listening to Audio Gumshoe.
This next song was nominated as Best Alternative Song in the 2012 Hollywood Music and Media Awards. It's also a finalist as the Best International Song in the 2012 Music Oz Awards Australia. The artist is Cramo, and Cramo's songs have been licensed in indie films such as Gabe the Cupid Dog, Cinnamon, Leaving Hollywood, Super Southern Sweet 16, and Miss Castaway, which was Michael Jackson's last acting role. Television placements for Cramo have included the X Games on ESPN, the Orlando Citrus Parade, the pilot episode of Sinbad's Reality U, Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC, and Chris and John to the Rescue in Canada. His first full-length CD, Cosmos, and follow-up Cosmos singles and remixes are both available on iTunes. You can find Cramo at cramo.com. Here is the song, Moment.
I'm having a moment of anarchy. Why is the world closing in on me? I'm having a day where I can't think straight. I need a moment to meditate. Maybe I'd be better gone. Maybe I'd be better there. Maybe I'd be a victim of circumstance. I'm caught in a world of uncertainty. I just need a moment to set me free. Maybe I'd be better gone. Maybe I'd be day for loving me. It's a good day as far as I can see. Oh, it's a good day to feel a little blue. It's a good day.
The neighborhood in which I live. Love is someone's way of selling me on how much more they think I ought to give. will towards men, is that the answer? Or are these just stenciled words upon a box? And brotherhood, well, that must be when they gather round and warm their hands on fires down my block. Don't you know me? I'm the one who's running from these people with their outstretched hands. And why can't they understand? I'm wishing them another day of love, love, love. I'm wishing them another day of love.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been assassinated.
Now charity, though it begins at home, would you still credit me with what I gave at work? And joy too, the kind of world where I can look away when others might be doing worse. Hey, don't you know me? I'm the one with Jesus in my heart and on my bumper too. And I'm just like you. I'm wishing them another day of love, love, love. I'm wishing them another day of love, love, love. And peace is something I'm not feeling as I walk the neighborhood in which I live. And love is someone's way of selling me on how much more they think I ought to give. Hey, don't you know me? I'm the one with Jesus in my heart and on my bumper too. And I'm just like you. I'm wishing them another day of love, love, love. I'm wishing them another day of love.
John Lennon is dead tonight of gunshot wounds.
Imagine we had another day of love.
And that is J.J. Crown with Another Day of Love on Audio Gumshoe. That's the title track to his latest release. Coming up through the musical ranks as a behind-the-scenes musical everyman, singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist J.J. Crown, who in his home of Miami has opened shows for acts as diverse as the Mavericks and Marilyn Manson in the early 90s, has composed and produced numerous radio jingles, theatrical music, television themes and cues for major networks like Fox, PBS, and Univision. He's gained music industry and international press recognition for his self-produced debut album in 2011, and JJ has recently teamed up with gold record producer Stephen Wrench, who you might know from Hank Jr., Missing Persons, and Vince Gill. He's also working with well-known mixing mastering engineer Jeff Silverman, who's worked with Rick Springfield and Prince. He's completed a 5-song EP, which was released back in June this year on Music and Film Records and distributed by Sony Orchard. The EP, entitled Another Day of Love, which we just heard the title track, has newly recorded versions of 5 of JJ's songs. Find out more about JJ Crown at jjcrown.com. I am Rich Palmer. This is Audio Gumshoe, and I sure thank you for being a listener. Make sure you visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/audiogumshoe, or find us on Twitter at twitter.com/audiogumshoe. Of course, you can find out more about Music X-Ray, which I told you about earlier, at audiogumshoe.com/musicxray. All of the links on today's show can be found at audiogumshoe.com/164. You can go right there to find links to all of these artists and find out more about the various things I've talked about on the show. We're going to go out with a little rough edge. This is the California Death Rays. Find them at californiadeathrays.com. The song is called California Death Rays. They're based in Toronto, Canada, and it's a 3-piece blues punk group. And they play loud rock and roll. Two of the members are indeed from California. Their 7-song demo and 2 live recordings are available to anyone for free download on their SoundCloud page. And if you happen to be in the Toronto area, be sure to catch their free show on January 29 at the Horseshoe Tavern, a very popular and historic rock club in the city. Once again, here's California Death Rays. Be sure to go to audiogumshoe.com/164 for everything about today's show.
Thanks for listening to Audio Gumshoe. To subscribe or listen online, visit audiogumshoe.com.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
You mean that's all there is?